בכבוד.
הקדוש ברוך הוא ברחמיו, after Rosh Hashanah, decided to give us Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you find in the Torah the first time in Parashat Achremot. That's what we, Bezat Hashem, we're going to read on Shabbat. מדבר השם משה אחרי מות שני בני אהרון. Needs like this. A year after we came out of Egypt, we opened the Mishkan. Three days before, a year minus 14 days. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the year after we came out of Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan. This was the eighth day preparation of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 weeks before Pesach, Hashem told Moshe, open the Mishkan. Open the Mishkan. And the same day, Torah tells us, Yadav Aviyu, the children of Aaron, went and did the Ketoret. They decided to take some spices and to go and so called to sacrifice spices. Outside, not inside, maybe inside. And Torah tells us the fire came from inside and burned. Burned in the Shama, the bodies didn't get burned. This was the first day when they opened the Mishkan. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The second day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a day later, Moshe Rabbeinu made the first red cow. Red cow is being used to purify a person that touched the dead body or was in the same room with the dead body or went to a cemetery. That person is called not pure, it's called Tameh. He's not allowed to go inside a Hamikdash, of course. He's not allowed to sacrifice anything, he's not allowed to eat any sacrifices. This is the laws. Of course, up till today, the Kohen is not allowed to go to cemeteries. The Kohen is not allowed to go to funerals. They are not to be in the same room as dead bodies. In order to get out of this, what we call impurity, then the person has to go to the mikveh, count 7 days on the third day. You have to sprinkle on him water mixed with the ashes of the red cow, as well on the seventh day, twice to be sprinkled. Then he goes to the mikveh again, and then after the night, he's called his pure. This kind of purification. It's how purification is. I just made this word now. This is a process. Okay? So it means like this, you can't get into the Mishkan. You can't go to the Beit HaMikdash unless you're pure. The Gemara says, take a Beit HaMikdash since Yach Shimam, the Muzardan, the Mechadnetzah killed so many people, the whole Yerushalayim, full of bones. So they had to build Yerushalayim a platform. The whole Yerushalayim was a platform. In order to separate from a dead, from maybe some bones. Because if somebody steps on ground, there's a bone 10 miles down, the person becomes tame. That's the halacha. It's not so simple. So second time, after the Romans killed hundreds of millions of Jews, the whole country was full of little bones, big bones, little bones. So they covered it. That's why they're digging of the archaeologists. Because Yerushalayim was started from the bottom. And everything was covered the broad field. The broad field, sand, soil, and they cover everything. They cover all the bones. So if a coin stands on a surface, the 10, 20, 30 miles is the bone, it becomes tummy automatically. So the Yerushalayim was built on platform. The platform helps if you have a tefach, if you have 10 centimeters of air between the dead body or bone, then whatever stands over here on the surface, nothing happened to him. So Am Yisrael came back from exile after 70 years from Iraq and Iran. First, they built a platform all over Yerushalayim. And everything besides the altar, everything was on platform. Because he cannot walk. Maybe there's a bone downstairs. Mashiach will come, might be the same thing. So, that's the halacha. The first day when Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan, Nadav Avihu died. And the cousins pulled him out. So Hashem said to Moshe on the second day, means Bet Benis, on the day after, take a red cow. Red cow, if you know, red cow, was sold to Moshe Rabbeinu on the second day. Means the first day, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, his children, they went to the Mishkan, went to Bet HaMikdash. He says, excuse me, are you pure? You were in Egypt, right? In Egypt, people died in Egypt. You went to funerals in Egypt. People died in Egypt. A lot of people died in Egypt. Millions of Jews died in Egypt. Besides the one, 2.4, that died in Makat Kosher. So everybody really needed to be sprinkled by the ashes. But nobody was. Nobody was. I says, Moshe Rabbeinu of the Mishkan. He says, excuse me, are you pure? What do you mean I'm pure? What does that mean? What do you mean? You touched dead people. Didn't you touch dead people? You might have touched dead people. No. So how do you go in the cemetery? It's the Mishkan. It doesn't matter. The first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe opened the Mishkan, Aaron came, Moshe also as well, he served as a Kohen HaGadol, they go inside, they sacrifice, all of a sudden, Nadav Avihu, the children of Aaron, they did some kind of a boo-boo, they sacrifice spices they shouldn't have done, they died, and Hashem told Moshe, tomorrow morning, you have to burn the red cow. He says, what do you mean tomorrow morning? Why didn't you do it a week before? How did you open the Mishkan? How did Aaron HaKohen and his children serve in the Mishkan? How did Moshe serve in the Mishkan? The Gemara says, Moshe served in the Mishkan the first 7 days. And then Moshe served the eighth day also. Now some Chaim said Moshe served later also. No needed. Now what happened? That paragraph we're going to read. On Yom Kippur. Parashat HaChemot, the halachot of Yom Kippur, the whole thing about Yom Kippur, was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Acharei Moshne Bnei Aaron. Even before that, we don't know anything about Yom Kippur. There's no Yom Kippur. There's no Rosh Hashanah either. It's not a major question. But if you want to know about Yom Kippur, what do you have to do with HaMikdash? The Kohen HaGadol has to sacrifice 15 animals, and the spices, and he has to go to the mikveh, and he has to change clothing. The whole thing, it's called Avodat Yom HaKippurim, was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Acharei Moshne Bnei Aaron. What is it to do? Rambam said, no, that's why we read on Yom Kippur, Parashat HaChemot, to talk about Avodat Yom HaKippurim. But again, the paragraph starts, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Acharei Mot, after the children of Aaron died, because Hashem was Yamutu. Hashem told Moshe, go tell Aaron, they have to bring a bull, they have to bring this, and the spices, the whole process. Which means, what has to do with anything? Asmani, before was no Yom Kippur. Now is it Yom Kippur just because the title is going to be Yom Kippur? Sounds like this. How come Hashem didn't tell us anything about Yom Kippur before? And the Torah emphasizes it. Acharei Moshne Bnei Aaron. It's not. The Torah says, Hashem told Moshe, listen, this is Yom Kippur. It's not a question. The Torah is not in order. But the Torah says, Acharei Moshne Bnei Aaron, the Torah emphasizes it. You know that the Halachot of Yom Kippur was said after Nadav Avihu died. What does this to do with the death of them? Otherwise, you have no Yom Kippur. Must be now. In the Tfilah of Yom Kippur, I know everybody doesn't fast, maybe it's the Kiddush. It's a question. The question is somebody that the doctor says that he has to do Yom Kippur, if he has to do Kiddush. בתפילה, at least we say, בתפילה שם עלינו את יום הכיפורים הזה, יותר מכקודש הזה, זכר ליציאת מצרים. Remember Egypt? What is it in Egypt? Yom Kippur was not Egypt. What do you mean, זכר? What does that mean? Yom Kippur, that's in the text. Hashem gave us Yom Kippur זכר to remember, this is to remember each coming out of Egypt. This is not Pesach. אין זה עבודת יום הכיפורים. בית המקדש. Of course, if we may say, the most important job and the hardest job on Yom Kippur, this is the spices. The spices was done once a year. The Kohen Gadol had to go to the inner room, it's called Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holiest of the Holiest. He has some coals in his right hand, spices, the torah in the other hand, and he has to go inside. While he's inside, he pours the spices on the coals, right next to the torah over there. Then he goes outside, and he slaughtered already a bull and a goat, and he mixes the blood, and he goes inside and has to sprinkle 8 times over there next to the Torah. So sounds like Budu. He goes outside, sprinkle on the curtain, then he's going to go sprinkle on the altar, the golden altar. So at least to understand what does it mean. There's a lot of secrets, of course, but just on the surface, what does he do? He goes inside with the spices, this. And it's Chas Shalom if he's not holy is supposed to be, he dies, he used to tie something, a chain on his leg. And second Beit HaMikdash, 300 Kohanim Gadolim died. Some of them died on Yom Kippur, some of them died a few days later. Beit HaMikdash, the same Beit was standing 420 years. So the first Kohanim Gadol served 40. The second Kohanim Gadol served 80. Already 120. It left 300 years until it was destroyed. In those 300 years, 300 Kohanim died. Some of them died. Some died twice in the same year. In first Beit HaMikdash, was standing 410 years, only 18 Kohanim served. So first Beit HaMikdash was 18 Kohanim covered 410 years. In second Beit HaMikdash, 300 died. How many survived? We don't know. We do know that the first two survived. Shimon HaTzadik and Yochanan Kohen Gadol. That's what Tanaim said in Beit HaMikdash. It's a very dangerous thing to go inside with the Ketoret. Very dangerous thing. But this is so-called the top. When he goes outside, alive, he used to make a party. Some of them died. They had to pull them out with a chain on Yom Kippur. Disaster. It has to be very, very holy to go into the how holy has to be. How holy. Mm-hmm. Who knows who is holy, who is not holy. He used to buy the Kohen Gadol from the Romans, from the Iranians. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, so he's going outside, and he has to read, he takes the Torah, and he has to read a few things from the Torah. He has to read Achemot, the Mishnah said, you know, people used to come and stand over there and look at him. Gemara says, what do you mean when you look at him? Gemara says, well, Berobam Hadrat Melech. Gemara says, good, more people come, please. Stand over here, look at the Kohen Gadol, he's going to read from the Torah. He comes to the Torah, he opened up the Torah, he reads it. He says, it brachot in this Torah. Okay, I don't say, you know, it's not a question, but it's, what is the occasion when he has to read from the Torah? All of a sudden he has to read from the Torah, and you can, or you have to read from the Torah. He doesn't read from the Torah Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't read from the Torah any other place. He has to read from the Torah. And then he has to say eight brachot in the Torah. It's a special brachot. He says eight brachot. He has to make a party. He says. Then the Gemara says, you know, Motzei Yom Kippur is a person that happened in the time of Shlomo. תנו שלמה, שלמה תמיד השלטון עם ישראל לא תופס יום כיפור. On the 8th day of Tishrei, this is this Thursday, Shlomo opened the Mishkan, Chet Tishrei, the Beit HaMikdash. When we opened it, he said to Amisrael, this is not the first of Yom Kippur, eat. Shlomo was a Navi, and a king, and everybody listened to it. They ate in Yom Kippur, and then after Yom Kippur, before, they had they stayed over there till after Sukkot. They stayed 14 days over there. Everybody, it was a Jubilee, 14 days. So they had some kind of hesitation and regret. You know, we ate in Yom Kippur. What it says in the Torah, we ate in Yom Kippur. What does that mean? So the Gemara said, everybody heard a batkol from Shamayim. Lech echol be'simcha lachmecha. It says, go with happiness, go home and eat. Shne. Yilcha. It says, no sins, nothing. Or at home, a party. The Gemara says it applies to us as well. But every Motzei Yom Kippur, if you have something good in your ear, you can hear. Hashem said in it, Yom Kippur is over, go eat, everything is okay. It's okay? Some people ate less, they're not here anymore. What do you mean? If you take seriously Yom Kippur, it's a very dangerous day. This is the day Hashem decides everything. This is Gemara, well, but the tzaddikim Hashem decided Rosh Hashanah already. But the Rashaim, Hashem decided Rosh Hashanah. So the Benonim, so called the gray area, wherever the balance is 50%, then Hashem waits the 10 days, and Yom Kippur comes. And then what? How do you know what's going to be? How do you know what happened? This is, he's scared. The Shamayim, the angels also scare. Then, since the Gemara says, "Bat Kol Mina Shamayim," he hears on Motzei Yom Kippur, "Go home, go eat, lechol besimcha lachmecha, go eat, be happiness." And he says, "Okay, you okay? Are you okay? I can be okay if I be here next year. It was okay. I mean, the stipulum know, Hatam Sefer knows, other tzaddikim, they know what's going on in Shamayim. They can tell." Chaim Kanivsky's son-in-law told me that on Rosh Hashanah people go say that Chaim Kanivsky Shana Tova. Some of them he doesn't answer. And those people, Alein V'Alechem, don't make it. I mean, some people know. But a regular person, when he Motzei Shabbat, he goes home, okay, Baruch Hashem, I finished, I fasted, okay, everything is back to normal. What's back to normal? It was a court case. You don't know what the decision. I mean, you go to court, you know what the judge tells you at least. You know, what was the end of the court? He don't know. He didn't hear anything. Yeah, I did hear. I hear a bad call. The Gemara says bad call. I hear a bad call. How can you hear such a thing? What does it mean? Because I mean, it's your kapara. Okay? Maybe. Comes the Gemara and tells us the Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit, Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael. Tu B'Av Yom Kippurim. There's two best days of the year. Best days of the year. It's Tu B'Av Yom Kippur. What do you do? The Gemara says, what's so great about it? Gemara says, the girls used to go to the vineyards and dance around on Yom Kippur, and the boys used to come on Yom Kippur, and they used to get engaged in the vineyard. Yom Kippur is such a thing. Somebody does it in Yom Kippur, doesn't look that he understands what Yom Kippur is all about. But yeah, how can you go? It's the day of judgment. Hashem judges the person. So he's going outside to the vineyard and the girls are dancing over there. At Yom Kippur, the girls are dancing. You go to Yom Kippur to look for Shiduch. Can you imagine somebody goes outside and Yom Kippur is going to shop for a girl? Listen, you're not serious about it. You have to be serious about it. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Yom Tov. On the contrary, the Gemara says that you don't say Hallel on Yom Kippur. Don't say Hallel on Yom Kippur. I said, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Metim. I said, some people have Shalom and not make it. Don't say Halel. Don't say Halel, but you go to the vineyard. How can you go say you go to the vineyard? You don't say Halel. You say, some people might die. Well, in our custom is Kol Nidrei. Take the Torah, or they say Kol Nidrei. All the Torah, sell Kol Nidrei, people buy it. What is behind it? It's a Shechianu, it's also a very strange Shechianu, you hold the Torah, it's a Shechianu, that's our custom. For you have to say Shechianu, you hold the Torah. Why do you have to say Shechianu, you hold the Torah? What is this? Shechianu? It's a very, very scary thing. Shana, those are really scary, but Yom Kippur is most scary. It's a Sharia, no, you can't remember that. You know, somebody goes to the court, he has a court case, he comes to the judge. It's my first time in you know, in Supreme Court. Shechiyanu v'kimanu. Oh, crazy. He has handcuffs. He has handcuffs. Who knows what the judge is going to tell him? Say, Shechiyanu, it's me, Shechiyanu. No, Shana, I understand. You eat, you drink. No, Yom Kippur is you're not eating, you're not drinking. You don't have no leather shoes, no this, no that. I says, five Hinuim. And he says, Shechiyanu or what? Did you buy Yom Kippur Shechiyanu? The last thing is that I don't want to have Yom Kippur. I don't want. I'm scared to death of Yom Kippur. It's Shechiyanu only. Navi Yechezkel. It says this is something that comply what says in the Torah. The Torah says, "Ki vayom azeh chaper alechem." Yom Kippur is a kapara. Lifnei alechem, lifnei. Azeh chaper alechem. Itayret chem mikol avonotechem. To purify you from the avonot. Lifnei Hashem titharu. I don't know what it means exactly, but it's the same explanation. That's what the people used to bow down in Bet HaMikdash. They used to bow down in Bet HaMikdash when the Kohen HaGadol used to say, Zechaper Alechem. Shalom Alechem. People used to be flat in Bet HaMikdash. That sentence. And Avi Yechezko said like this. This is what he says before Mashiach will come. This means says Bizarakti Alachemaim Torim Tartem. This book is going to sprinkle water on us. So call Abu Nutachem, sprinkle water on us? What does it mean sprinkle water on us? Hashem is going to sprinkle water on us to purify us. And I mean, I'm Bishas Kyosen. I say it in the Tvila. Bizarakti Alachemaim Torim Tartem. Says Sakhadi Bahu will purify. That's the last Mishnah in Masechet Yoma. Asherchem Israel. Asherchem Israel. If me atem itaharim, who you purify in front of? Of course, I know. Or me mitahir etchem, who purifies you? Hashem. Tahir etchem Hashem. What does it mean exactly? Hakam de Gemara, Leon Nabi said it to Rabbanan. Rabbanan was one of the Chachamim. Leon Nabi used to come to him and talk to him and learn with him and teaches him. And then Rabbanan wrote a book. It's called Tanat Ve'Eliyahu. In that book, he says like this. It says in Navi told him. You know what it means, what Yechezkel said? Yechezkel said like this. The Torah, Hashem compared the Torah to water. To water. And what it means is like this. V'zarakti alechem mayim torim utartim. Hashem said, I'm going to throw water on you. Hashem is going to water us, what? Hashem will come. No, doesn't mean that. Hashem is going to throw Torah on us. That's what it means. That's the secret of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you how the Holy Kippur goes. You understand what the job of Yom Kippur is. Says the Gemara, really? Yom Kippur, what's so great about Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, you know, the second set of the tablets, the Luchot, were given to Moshe on Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara applies that Hashem forgave us. It means like this. Moshe went up to Shamayim after he broke the first tablets. He was there for 80 days. And then after 80 days, it was Yom Kippur, Hashem gave us. Here's the tablets, take it. Go downstairs, put it in the Mishkan. So, what is really behind it? Behind is one thing. That now, you pure. The Torah says the Gemara purifies the person. That's the secret. Just the Rambam in his commentary. So, a person has to know. But you know, he touched dead body, he went to a cemetery, he did certain things. So it becomes tame, not pure. How do you really pure? How do you really purify? Torah. Just learn Torah. Torah purifies. That's the power. Hashem does it. Hashem, that's the power of the Torah. Like you take antibiotics, you swallow it, and it's all of a sudden the infection goes away. So how does it go? I didn't put anything on the infection, I have a sore throat, I have this. That's like this. That's what Torah is all about. So the Gemara, Torah goes inside the system. Nivlelet, the Gemara says it goes inside and penetrates inside the system and purifies the person like a medicine. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, you should know that's the whole secret of the Mishkan, the Hamikdash, and the tablets. That's the whole secret. It's Hashem wants us to be pure. That's all. So David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lev Tahor Bra Li Elokim. Please, I want my heart to be pure. Pure is in the heart. Holiness is in the brain, in the eyes. But pure, it means this guy has a pure heart. You don't say this guy has a holy heart. This guy has holy eyes. This is holy brain. This is, the heart is pure. So David HaMelech says this. Lev Tahor Bra Li Elokim. This is purifying. The Torah goes inside. It says, "Tach libi b'toratecha." It says, "We say in tefillah, Hashem, please open my heart with Torah." V'ayir enem toratecha d'abek lemel mitzvotecha. This is the heart. The heart has to be pure. This is what it does is purify the person. The person is not tame anymore. And therefore, if it goes, that's what really the Gemara says. You know, this is what Yom Kippur is all about. That girl used to go to the vineyard. Says the Gemara, "What is it all about? What is Yom Kippur? Go to the vineyard." The Gemara says, "You don't understand. Let me tell you a secret. The Shechianu that you see on Yom Kippur, that's you hold the Torah. What do you hold the Torah for? Shechianu, the Torah? There's no other holiday. It's Shechianu, you hold the Torah. Why are you holding the Torah? Why are you calling it Rei? You hold the Torah. What do you want from the Torah?" I says, "Baruch Hashem, I have the Torah." I says, "What do you mean, Baruch Hashem?" I says, that's what Hashem said in the Torah. "Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem, letaher etchem. Lifnei Hashem titharo." I says, the whole process of Yom Kippur is not Hashem should forgive us. People think Yom Kippur is a kapara. Of course, kapara is just the first step. But the process of the kapara is to be pure. That's what the text reads it. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem, lifnei Hashem titharo. That's the thing. He says, that is the whole Yom Kippur. He says, so what is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, let me tell you what happened yesterday. On Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the tablets. He says, why Hashem gave it to us? Hashem gave it to us because when you learn this and you keep the mitzvot, you become pure. He says, that's what it means. It means, Mimi ta'er etchem. Mimi ta'er, who purifies you? Hashem. How Hashem purifies me? How? The Navi says, so the Leon Navi, to the Rabbanan. You know what it means? Navi said, "Vezarati alechem ha'etrim." Hashem is going to sprinkle water on us, and we'll be pure. Hashem is going to sprinkle water. Which water Hashem is going to sprinkle? Says the Gemara says, "No." Navi said, "No. The Torah is being compared to water. Hashem calls Torah water. What do you mean water? Like a mikveh. Like a mikveh. A person goes. He says, listen, you don't need a mikveh. Look what happened. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe opened the Mishkan. Nobody wanted a mikveh." Was no ashes of the red cow? Not necessary. You know what is this? Look inside. Inside the Mishkan, the tablets are here. I says, you accept the Torah. If you accept the Torah 100%, says the Ramah, it's called Me'adat. It's the water of the wisdom and understanding that you have that purifies you. You don't need to. That's why we came out of Egypt. We had funerals in Egypt. We touched the bodies in Egypt. You have Kohanim, you have Aharon Kohen. His children, Moshe is serving the Mishkan. It says, you need a red cow? No. Did you touch it at me? I did. Did you go to the cemetery? I did. Did you bury people? I did. It says, how did you go into the Mishkan? You know if somebody goes to the Mishkan or the Beit HaMidrash without ashes of the cow? Hashem kills him. So how come Moshe opened the Mishkan and said, Bashenin is Rafapa. The day after what? After Nadav Abihu did not obey. But the Torah says, they did certain things. Some had to do with the habit, some had to do with misbehavior. They didn't listen to Moshe. Says, we can do this, we can do it. A strange fire they made. With I don't listen to the Torah. I don't listen. Now you need the ashes of the red Torah. Since then we need it. That was a tragedy. It says, without this, you don't need. It's the whole secret. Of Yom Kippur is not people say, oh, forgiveness. No, forgiveness is easy. It says you have to be happy that you got the Torah. If you got the Torah, this is a Shechianu. It says the Torah purifies you. That's the Gemara says, Mimi Tarat Chem, Hashem, how does Hashem? What does it mean, Hashem purifies me? What does it mean exactly? So the Tanya said, that's what it means. Hashem throws water on you. So which water Hashem throws on me? The Torah. It means on Yom Kippur we got the tablets, and that's what's holding the Torah. We say, Shechianu. And we say, the Torah, everybody kisses the Torah, it's a whole custom. It's a explanation means people did not, Chas Shalom, did not keep all the Torah. So they want to ask Mechila from the Torah. Much deeper than that. It's a Shechianu, Baruch Hashem, we got the Torah. Because this is the process that we have to go through. It says, that's Hashem does it for us. So really, we don't need nothing. as long as we accept it. Excuse me. Therefore, Chachamim said, this is the tool. It's the Gemara that we don't eat, we don't drink. Some people stand the whole Yom Kippur, they say. It doesn't say on Rosh Hashanah, it says on Yom Kippur. It says, because angels don't have knees. I'm like an angel. What do you mean like an angel? I wear white clothing. It looks like a joke. It looks like a joke. It says you don't eat, you don't drink, you're an angel. But we want to show that we want to have a pure heart. It says, because angels have only one heart, they don't have two hearts. Abraham told the angels, came slipped out from his mouth. Yes, that angels don't have yet Sarah. So they have only one heart, a pure heart. This is the whole thing on Yom Kippur is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to be pure inside. That's it. You want to have a pure heart. I said, how? It's not accepting the Torah. That's the Gemara says, Moshe went up to Shamaim. And it sounds like a joke. He says, the angels ask him, why did you come? The Gemara says he didn't want to answer. Hashem told Moshe, answer them. So the Gemara says Moshe told them, you didn't need the Torah. Did you go down to Egypt? I said, we're Egypt to the Torah. I said, we're Egypt. And I asked Egypt. The Mitzrayim yaradet them. Moshe tells them, did you go to Egypt? I said, no. I went to Hong Kong. What do you mean I went to Egypt? What has to do Egypt with this? Well, because I went to Egypt, I need the Torah? Yeah. So the Gemara, that's what happened. You went to Egypt, we slide down 49 gates of Avodah Zarah. So now Hashem is to purify us. So Moshe comes to Shamayim to get the Torah. And the angel said, why you give them the Torah? Now Tchal Hashamayim, the angel said, Hashem, we want to keep the Torah. Moshe said, you don't need the Torah. You don't need it. We need it. Because we went to Egypt. It's called Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's what the text reads. The angel said, what is Yom Kippur all about? Remember Egypt. What do you mean, remember Egypt? You don't understand, when Moshe went up to get the Luchot, the tablets, that's what he told the angels. We need the Torah because we're coming out of Egypt. So on Yom Kippur, we got the second tablets. I says, what is this? Yom Kippur is Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. He says, to remember Egypt, what does it mean? Hashem took us out of Egypt. The Gemara says, the Torah says. Hashem took us out to purify us from Egypt. Because we went down in Egypt to the gate, to the 49th gate of impurity of tumah. For what does Hashem had to take us out, to pull us out, says the Gemara, and to purify us. This is how is going to purify us? How? How are you going to be purified? How? I'm going to purify you. You're going to have ashes of the red cow? I don't need it. I get the Torah. I says that this is what you say in the Kiddush, Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. I says the Yom Kippur was not given before. We don't need it. But now we need it. He says, why? Because Nadav Aviyu, that's Achrei Moshe Nem Aaron, Nadav Aviyu did disobey Moshe's own command. I says it means it's not Torah. It's not Torah. And now you need the ashes of the cow. On the second day, now we need Hashem to Moshe. Take the red cow. Says, Hashem, yesterday I didn't need the red cow. Why do I need it today? He says, today you need it. Because the children of Aaron, the Kohanim, did not listen. They don't listen. It means they don't need the Torah. Don't need the Torah. He said, okay, now you can have Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Kohen HaGadol in Yom Kippur had to take the Torah. And people had to come to watch him. So what do you do? He's taking the Torah. He's reading the Torah. He says, okay, big deal. He says, eight brachot in the Torah. On Yerushalayim, on this, on that. On the Geula, on Israel. He says, what's behind it? He says, this is the day of Yom Kippur, right? The day of Yom Kippur, we got the second tablets. He says, that's the Gemara. Says, it's the best day of the year. He says, what is this? What is it all about? He says, you're pure. You're pure. He says, what do you mean I'm pure? He says, that's the day Hashem purifies the people. This is the Shekhyan was all about. So that is the whole idea of Yom Kippur. I said, now I got it. Now I know what I have to do in Yom Kippur. It's not just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, but I have to accept the Torah. You accept the Torah, Hashem purifies you. Let's Rabbi Akiva say, Shulchem Yisrael. He says, don't do nothing. He says, it's a day of forgiveness. So why is it a day of forgiveness? Because I accept for myself to obey the Torah, to listen to the Torah, to keep the mitzvot. That's what the Gemara says. It's you have to do teshuva. Hashem gave us 10. I says, what is it all about? What's it all about? I says, listen. You do a certain mitzvah, you do teshuvah. I says, what do you mean? I regret what I did. What do you mean? I didn't learn enough. I didn't keep this mitzvah so well. I didn't do this. Why are you saying it? Why are you saying it? Teshuvah. In order for us to come on Yom Kippur and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, We are here to be purified, not we are here to be forgiven. The forgiveness is just a step before the purification. The main thing in Yom Kippur, letairetchem. That's why everybody was on the floor. That's what the Kohen HaGadol used to say, the sentence, ki b'emetz echaper alechem. Everybody was on the floor. On that sentence, what's it? Because that's the whole thing. That Hashem wants us to be pure. Pure! The Torah pures us. It's not the ashes. We don't have it. Therefore, this is what the Gemara says. The Torah says that's the job on Yom Kippur. It's called the Torah, the spices. When I had to go all the way in the room, the tablets over there. The second tablets were there. First Betamidos, tablets were there. Second Betamidos, no tablets, in the same place, so called, where the tablets used to be. He goes over there with the Torah, with the spices. He said, excuse me, what is this Torah for? I said, just to remind you something, listen. Remember when we opened the Mishkan, what happened? Opened the Mishkan, somebody took spices without permission. Nadav Avihu. And because of that, we fell down, all the way down, we needed a red cow and ashes and the whole process. So Hashem told us, listen, what I want you to do in Yom Kippur, I want the Kohen HaGadol to go with this into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. What do you think? Hashem smells it. What do you think? Hashem smells it, he buys Chanel 7. Hashem doesn't need to smell Ktorot. What is the reason Hashem wants us to do Ktorot inside? He says, on Yom Kippur, he says, twice you have to grind it. Comes, the Gemara says, Melachat Kasha Sheba Megdash, just to come inside with the cold, and whoever was not qualified died inside. I said, what is it all about? What is it all about? You don't understand. If you're not qualified, so what do you do now? You go with the spices inside, and you said, spices. So, you know what the trick of the spices is? It's to remember what happened when you opened the Mishkan with the spices. That thing that Nadav Avihu did on the same day, they destroyed it. So I come to Metamina and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you commanded me to come with the spices. Here are the spices that I bring you. And says, I listen to your command. So therefore, those won't qualify. Second Metamina, 300 of them perished. I says, you come with the Torah. You don't understand. The whole purpose of the Torah is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're sorry that somebody that was not qualified, like Nadav Avihu, they came inside with the Torah that they weren't supposed to. And you come inside HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they done. So therefore, that's what the Gemara said, that's the secret of the Ktorot and Bet HaMikdash. It's the highest thing. On Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur. Because the first Yom Kippur, we did not need to have all this purification. It happened because of Nadav Avihu. That's what he has to sprinkle over there. So-called, to have a kapara. We have a kapara, what we did, so-called, to the Luchot. So we have to ask kapara, that's our custom, we call Nidre. So we ask Mechila from the Torah. So that's not because he didn't listen to the Torah. Of course, but it means the depth of it is not we didn't just not listen to the Torah. It means because we didn't listen to the Torah, so it means we ruined so-called the day of Yom Kippur. And this is the Shechiyanu, the Baruch Hashem got tablets, and this Hashem purified us. This was what Chachamim said. This was the Salachti Kidvarecha. Applied the Salachti Kidvarecha. Applied Hashem forgave. Hashem forgave what? This is Hashem forgave because we accept the tablets, we accept the Luchot, we accept the Torah. Then we can accept the Torah. Because we want to be pure. We want to be pure. That's the whole thing. Says the Gemara says that Am Yisrael did not accept Torah Shebaal Peh until Mordechai understand. What does it mean? They didn't want to hear it. They don't understand. If there's certain halachot you don't want to keep, it means that the Torah will not purify. That's Hashem Yisrael. Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah because Hashem wants us to be pure. Hashem wants us to be pure. As he says, Hashem gave us the Torah. He says, this mitzvah I don't keep, this halacha I don't keep. It means you don't want to be pure. And that's what the Gemara says. That's the whole trick of Yom Kippur is so-called to show that I want to be like an angel. Not that it's not that I dressed up like an angel. I don't eat, I don't drink. The Gemara says it's because Hashem wants you to think that you have to be like an angel. When you have to be like an angel, you have to be pure like an angel. So the whole thing. In the Torah it says in the Gemara it says that some people don't sit on Yom Kippur. It says, why don't you sit? Because then you have to bend your knee. The angels have no, the Gemara says, they have no springs. No springs means they have no knee. They don't need knee operation, knee replacement. Angel. So So some people, the Gemara said, don't sit on Yom Kippur on a chair. You can lie. Yeah, lie down. Lie down. But don't bend your knee. This is what I mean, because you have to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you want to be an angel. That's how far it goes. Of course, if you can't, you can. But it's in the Torah it says, some people do not sit on Yom Kippur. That is because we want to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, that's what I want. I want to be pure. I want to be like an angel. Because you want to purify me. Because that's the Hashem Titaro. That's the whole thing. So it's not just a forgiveness. Forgiveness. I need to be forgiven. But because what? Because I want to be pure. That's what I'm saying. You almost accept yourself. The Gemara says that you have to accept Yom Kippur, the Torah. I says this, you accept it. So what's Yom Kippur you can hear? Hashem said, go home, go eat, go eat, go eat. I said, what do you mean go eat? What do you mean go eat? I says, whoever did not accept it right or something missing, that has shalom, something will happen to him. But if a person on Yom Kippur accepted it, that he wants to be pure, he got this idea in his head, then the Gemara said, he hears bad calls. Says, that's Shlomo. Shlomo of Bet HaMikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he explained to Am Israel what Bet HaMikdash is all about. It's the whole thing is a process of purification. He said, listen, you can eat on Yom Kippur, forget about it. You can eat. Some Chachamim say, Rambam, other Chachamim say, you know, Mashiach will come, you're not going to have the Yom Kippur. Anyway, so Yom Kippur is one of the 630 mitzvot. I said, no, you don't need Yom Kippur. What do you mean, don't need Yom Kippur? Why don't need Yom Kippur? Not because that we're not going to do sins. Because Yom Kippur is not for the forgiveness of the sins, for the purity. Mashiach will come, everybody's be pure. Otherwise, it can be even Mashiach will come. The person is not pure, cannot be in Mashiach will come. So what do you need Yom Kippur for? Yom Kippur is not for the sins. Yom Kippur is just for the purification. So Mashiach will come, everybody will be pure. That's not how we said this. There's two languages in the Gemara. If you be Yom Kippur, Mashiach will come, won't be Yom Kippur. So that's the avodah. It's called avodat Yom Kippurim. It's the job of Yom Kippurim to be by the Kohen Gadol. It's to be very, very holy, very, very pure. Therefore, the Gemara says, you know, that Yom Kippur is to separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife. He has to be in Bet HaMikdash for 7 days. He's to be 100% pure, pure, pure. Nobody touched him. Nobody gave him a hand. Nobody says, so what is this? What is it all? Because that's what all Yom Kippur is all about. It's not the sins. It's not because of the sins. This is the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yom Kippur. This is Shechiyanu, this is Baruch Hashem, I have Yom Kippur. I said, we process it. Then he said, Lech v'echol b'simcha lachmecha. That's the Gemara said, Erbat Kol. He said, this is the shofar of Yom Kippur, it's Mashiach Marba Menah.